Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to know, though, like, what's it been like living here?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's what the people want to hear.
That's what we all want to hear.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey, guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my sisters, Alicia Marie and Ash Nicole XO.
Sheesters. Hello.
Do you want to say, like, your name so that people can recognize your voice?
Yes. My name is Ashley.
I'm Alicia.
Ashley, am the oldest.
I'm the youngest. Well, not kind of anymore because TK has become an honorary little sister of ours, so I'm kind of like a middle child.
You're a middle.
Middle child.
Makes sense.
It all starts making sense now.
I will say this podcast setup, we're recording currently while we are social distancing. Mm-hmm. We're having our quarantine moment together at the McDonald household, and we are using one of their setup, and it sounds like I'm on a radio show.
No, it does. It sounds so good.
Sound like Tanya Rad.
I feel like Tanya Rad.
I feel very cool
sign.
Right now.
That's a good sign.
I know. I'm getting closer to where I want to be in life, so there we go. Okay, well, I wanted to do a sister episode because
I feel like I'm surprised, first of all, that we haven't already.
I know. I was going to say, because duh, like this needs to happen.
Yes.
I'm excited.
And I feel like people don't actually know. Obviously, people know Alicia and I's friendship and our working relationship very well. But I feel like people don't know our like sister relationship.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually very close with Ash Nicole.
You're actually very. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like little sis. You have been for a while, too. So that's what's crazy that we haven't done this.
I know for sure.
Well, also in the vlogs and everything, anytime we say sisters or like you put like my sisters, I think people genuinely think that we're related.
I know.
And that just confuses them more. And then on top of it, you and Ashley actually look more related.
I was just going to say, we took a family photo of like our entire roommate and all the dogs, because there's a lot of dogs now. We took a family photo outside and me and TK looked more related than me and Alicia did.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny because I didn't think about it that way, but I'm sure when you say that, people are probably like, wait,
totally.
Is Ashley her sister?
We're just an enigma for everyone.
The big plot twist is that me and Alicia were just never sisters.
No, now they're going to think that.
With this whole story that they made up in their heads.
Also, before, I've told Ash this and Alicia, I think, but before I even knew both of you, actually, my friend, also all of our friend, Kenzie Elizabeth, used to, when she first met me, she's like, oh my gosh, you look just like my friend's sister. And I was like,
I forgot about that.
She was like, do you know who they are? Do you know who this girl is? She's like, she's a YouTuber, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I mean, yeah, like I feel like I've seen her, you know what I mean? I obviously knew of Alicia, but I was like, yeah, I feel like I've seen her, whatever. She was like, you literally remind me so much of her.
Yeah.
And I multiple people have told me that, like before I even met you. So it's so funny.
I so see it.
It's hilarious.
Like you guys look different, but you, I would believe, if you said you were related.
Yeah.
Anyway, sure. So I want to take it way back to when we first met, which was Coachella, Ash Nicole XO, Peach Ring Hair.
Was that the very first time you met in person?
That was the very first time I'd ever
heard
of her, met her, anything. Like,
oh my
very
God.
First time ever.
Have we even talked about that?
How that happened?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We should talk about
and
that.
And also, like, my mom every week is like, can you believe that happened?
No, this is, like, a prime example of, like, when things are just meant to happen, they happen.
100%.
Yeah. This literally is the reason why I have my job. I'm not kidding.
Oh, and that we're, like, I don't think I ever would have been that close to, like, this.
No. Yeah, like, it's the reason why we're friends and I have the job.
Life is crazy.
Why I have this job. Okay, so this was top of 2018 is when Taylor and I met, and it was through a mutual friend, and we kind of just started having this like small, it was just like three of us, like a girl, like it was a mix of a Bible study, but also just kind of like a support system. And at that time I remember really trying to find just some more friends because we'd officially like lived in LA for a little bit. And I was like, oh, it's so refreshing, like meeting new people. And I remember we've talked about how we've like met and stuff a million times before, so I'm not going to bore everyone with that. But we hung out maybe once a week for a few hours just to like catch up, like what's it like living in LA, blah, 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 all that stuff. And it was really cool. I just remember, I don't know, we were buds.
I feel like we hit it off just because we immediately, well, first of all, I knew that I was going to be seeing a big YouTuber and I thought you were going to be a bitch.
You were like, do I have to come?
I was like,
that.
Oh, great.
I fully understand
like
that.
I was just like, okay, like I'm trying to go to this Bible study and open up. And I know this person's going to be really like
all about them.
Right.
Like just venting about their boy.
But then you came and I remember you didn't mention once anything remotely about your job. And I was like, holy shit, this girl is so humble.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Oh my God. I would have never known, like, and I still didn't. Like, I didn't actually know, like, I knew you're big, but, like, I didn't realize the extent of how big you are. You, like, in, like, entertainment world. So it was, like, so, I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, whoa. Funny. I would have never, like, if I didn't know prior to us meeting that you were, like, a YouTube personality or whatever, I would have never in a million years guessed that.
Wait, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love hearing that. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
She didn't mention, like, one thing. Yeah. Like, until we were, like, 4 Bible study meetings in. And, like, honestly, by the first Bible study, you, like, know a lot about each other.
Yeah.
You do. You open up. You dive in real quick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. But we were, like, we also really, I noticed that we clicked a lot of how we were, you know, just like girl boss, like love big, like very type 3 on the Enneagram, like people. Like, so I knew we like vibed that way with each other.
Very driven, work oriented.
But other than that, it was not much deeper than that. Like even throughout the week, we would like not really text. Like it wasn't.
Not at all.
We were just like buds, you know?
Yeah.
So Coachella comes around and I get a text one night. I'm sitting in the living room watching TV.
You tell your side and then I'll tell my side.
I think I was sitting with you actually.
Probably. I live here too.
And okay, and I get this like paragraph of a text, and you know how everyone like that just like throws you off whenever you get a text.
You
like
drop
that?
Everything to read it.
Yeah, book. It was like it was definitely sometime in March. I'm not sure how. Where in March? Oh, like 2 years ago.
No, it literally was a week before.
Was it really? Okay,
yeah,
top
because
of April.
I found out on that Tuesday before Coachella. Like Coachella started Friday. On Tuesday, I went shopping.
Okay, so the week, okay, so a week before Coachella 2018, I get a paragraph of a text from Taylor King, and I'm like, wait, is someone mad at me? Like, what happened? You know, like, I'm always what happened?
Oh my gosh,
so then I read it, and she was just like, hey, girl, like, I know this is, like, a shot in the dark, but please feel no pressure whatsoever, but by chance, like, I know you're going to Coachella. Like, do you happen to have any room at your hotel or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. I'm so happy to even just sleep on the floor. Literally, I'm so sad. Every single one of my friends is going with the brand, so I can't crash with them. Like, they have a very strict policy. She's like, literally, I'll do whatever. I'll even film or get photos for you because I knew that, like, you
would
work.
Yeah, I was like, I'll pay.
Yeah, you're like, I'll pay
like,
my way.
I'll sleep on the floor.
Like, I won't
be a bother.
Bother
you. Yeah, I was like, you don't have to talk to me. Like, literally, you're I'll like, just sleep in the driveway.
Literally.
In the driveway.
And I'm not like, so I read the whole thing and I could tell you're like, really like, oh my God, please. Like if there's any way. And I just remember like normally, if you know me.
No, like she actually, anyone that ever is going to try that now, she would say no. Oh, I know you would.
No.
This is not a question. Never,
you have. People have asked and you're like, no.
Oh, but that's, yeah. And that's the thing is
that's why I'm like, why the fork me?
Something, I'm not kidding. I get this text and my truly initial reaction was like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Then I like take a step back. And I'm like, Alicia, why don't you just think about this for a second? You know, like I knew she's probably freaking out. I was like, oh my God, she's probably like, waiting patiently for me to reply. We were watching some show. I remember thinking like, I'll wait till it ends. I think I had like 10, 15 minutes left or something. And then I was like, then I'll revisit it. So in like 15 minutes, I whip out my phone. I reread it a few times just to like clarify. I'm like, what is she asking? Like, is she wanting to hang out? Is she wanting? And then I was like, you know what? Like, honestly, like I love Coachella. Like I know what it's like to just be like, all I need. Like I have, she's like, I have the ticket. I have everything. Like I just need somewhere to sleep. And I was like, honestly, like I counted how many people. I was like, well, we're actually, so I reply. And basically I say like, hey, well, actually like, yeah, why not? Which is so unlike me. Like, so unlike me. So I say like,
Literally Alicia Marie would never.
Oh, Alicia Marie would never.
Right, Ash?
I was just going to say, I remember you telling me and I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, a random stranger is coming to sleep on the couch?
Yeah.
I was so like, that's so not like you.
Well, and normally
I feel like a lot of people are like, hey, like, can I come with you? Like, with you, hang
because
out.
Because coming with you means, like, we're going to, like,
we're going to hang out
spend
together.
Spend the entire
weekend like,
together.
Yeah, we're going to, like, girly pop, like, hang out and, like, twirl in the field together. You know what I mean? And R.I.P. at that time, too, we actually got a house that year. I'm diving way too into this. I need to.
Yeah.
We,
next oh my question.
God, sorry.
No, I love it.
Okay. We got a house. That was the first time I had gotten a house for Coachella, and it was a whole, it was like 12 of us, but it wasn't one huge group. It was like three small groups.
It really was.
Yeah.
So that's why I was more inclined, because I was like, hey, like she just wants to sleep on the couch. Like she can go to and from the festival herself. Like she'll, once she gets there, she'll hang out with her friends. So I didn't feel pressure to be like, oh, she's like, I'm going to have to entertain her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like have to be like oh host. My God, our host. Yeah. Because of, it was a very like open house, come whatever, do whatever. So I say yes. And then I told Ashley, I was like, and everyone else, I was like, oh, by the way, like my friend Taylor, she's like super dope. I really like her. She's just going to come crash on the couch. And they're like, okay.
Like that's, that was literally that. The end of that.
That's so wild. Okay. Because now like knowing like anyone in the house, like now that I know would have been chill no matter what. And like you're the hardest person to get by.
Literally. So like, she's the hard one to
the
please.
The fact that like,
everyone
you
else would
said,
be like so into it.
Yeah. Like if you told me like, hey, someone's coming. I really like them. They're going to stay on the couch. I would be like, oh, okay, no worries.
Yeah.
But like if Ash said that and like you were like worried about it, I would be like, oh no.
Even if Rem was even to be like, oh, so-and-so's going to come.
Yeah,
like, that's
we would
her
all be like, oh no.
No. Like if Rem was to say that, that's her personality to be like, oh, come, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh my God, whatever. But like, I feel like for me, it shook everyone.
It was
but
a big deal.
I'm not kidding. There was just something where I was thinking, you know, like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Which is wild.
I know.
Balls to the walls wild.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I wanted to tell my side of the story very briefly. So, yeah. what she said, I'll reiterate, is that I literally was desperate. In my head, I was like, sure, I'm forking going to Coachella. I don't care what I have to do. Like, I literally was asking, like, people I knew that were going from Indiana that I didn't even know, like, hey, can I sleep on your floor? Like, that, yeah, like, I was that desperate because just, like, all my friends were micro influencers and they were all going with this one specific brand. Yeah. LOL. And, and they were all going with this one specific brand, and the brand was so strict, and they could have no plus ones, and they could have no, which I get it. Yeah. Like, I totally understand. But they couldn't even have a plus one. So, like, yeah, all of my friends were, like, in the one group with the one brand, and, like, no one could come crash. So I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And, like, even I had friends, like, trying to set me up with their other, like, friends and, like, friends influencer people, whatever. And I was, like, I remember I was with my mom, because she was in town for debut, because I hosted the FitM debut like that weekend before. Because remember last year I went, and I literally was like, I think I was like, I was explaining like who you were to her, and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, I think I'm just gonna do it. Like, I think I'm just gonna text her, and like, what the worst thing she can say is no or whatever. Because I literally didn't know you that well. No.
Yeah.
But
it's not like you'd be losing or risking anything. Yeah.
And my mom literally tells me to this day, she's like, I can't believe you sent that text. She's like, I can't believe you did. Like I would never have sent that. You know what I mean? So I think it's also because now she like kind of knows you, especially through me.
Yeah.
So she's like, I can't believe you sent that. And honestly, I think if I did know you, it was like a blessing that I didn't know you because I wouldn't have sent it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then
I sound like a bitch.
No, you don't. You really, she's just very like protective, and
I'm
like,
just very I think a lot of people don't know how
you're kind of like a less is more person with friends.
I'm very Alicia,
I'm gonna take the mic on this one.
Yeah,
Alicia is like the most loyal.
Yes,
most
ride or die.
Like once she likes you, she likes you, but you have to get vetted. Like you have to go through a series of security checks before you can get on the plane.
Yeah.
But once you're on the plane, you're like family. So it's like
more than TSA.
Yeah, it's
I like there's we're using no TSA traveling metaphors,
things that we there's can't no, do for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you have to go through a series
a lot of
like
walls.
Do I trust you? Let's see how you show up in this situation. Like you're coming to our movie night? Are you actually going to come? Like, you know, like stuff like that. And then it's a series of little things like that that aren't a big deal, but all together equals her test. And if you pass, then you're literally like blood, because then Alicia will literally take care of you, love you, like do anything for you. But it just takes a minute to get to that.
Yeah, just that a lot sense. Of walls and stuff. But yeah,
there's no pre-check option with
no
Alicia.
Pre-check option. Nope. You got to pay your dues.
Yeah. So just little innocent me, not knowing any of this. I literally was the definition of shooting my shot. Like, that's what I did. Yeah. I sent the text. But I think for people that, like, want to do something like I did, like, ballsy like that, or ask for a favor, like, you literally have to make it so, I think what won me you over in the text is that I tried to make it as easy as possible for you to say yes.
Like zero pressure. Like no problem.
Yeah, like literally won't be any hard feelings if you say no. I'm not going to bother you. Like I'll pay you. I'll sleep on the floor. Like I'm not going to whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that probably made you like consider.
Yeah. Well, it gets rid of all those questions.
Well, also,
you're not forcing her to ask those questions, which is what's really nice.
Exactly, because think about it. If you were just to be like, hey, is there any room in your house? Like, there's an underlying message.
It's too open-ended.
That's too much of, that would be me being like, oh my God, she's trying to get in. Like, nah, so like, sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Opposed to like, just, yeah, you were so honest and blunt and just like, yo, here's the deal.
It got to the point. Like, I hate it when people are like, hey girl, how you been?
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're like, okay, what do you want?
What do you want? Yeah, completely.
So yeah, so that was my side of the story. And it ended up, I mean, I met Ash there. I met Taryn there. I met
there.
What was it like when you met
Remy there?
I mean, she was great. TK was great. I remember just thinking she was like super fun, very like life of the party loud. Like you were just like,
oh,
hey everyone, like I'm TK. And I was just like, oh, she's cool. Like she literally
very welcoming.
Here's what I'm gonna say. She literally walked into a house full of people that all knew each other and fit in right away. And I think that's really difficult for someone to be able to. I could never do that.
Never.
I could never.
But you walked drive. I would
walked right in. You introduced yourself to everyone.
Eye contact.
You offered to pay for groceries, and I was like, well, I like her. I was like, she's cool. And like,
I remember I brought like clementines and my Clif Bars. Yeah.
And she did sleep on the couch. And then she ended up taking pictures of me and my friends. Mm-hmm. And then we saw each other a few times on the field and we like hung out for a bit, but it wasn't weird. It was like fun. Mm-hmm. We watched Eminem together. Yeah. That was a bonding moment. God, she saw me. I love Eminem.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I remember everyone from my perspective was so welcoming. I remember Remy like let me use her like glitter bag.
Her glitter bag.
Like the Coachella makeup. Because I literally remember I brought my mom's like 80s shorts.
I loved that.
Because I didn't have clothes. So I literally was like running around Melrose like trying to find stuff. Yeah. I went to Zara.
You looked great though.
So I put it together. I remember you gave me the Mr. Kate freckles and I was like, wow, yes. She's so nice.
I showed up with like 50
Mr. Kate freckles, and then Remy gave me some of her glitter. Like everyone was just so
it was a
welcoming.
Little sorority house is what it was,
and nice. And I was like, wow, this is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's when I first met, and I feel like I especially connected with you, Ash.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, like, because I knew that I was supposed to look like you. So that's all I knew.
And then we ended up, for whatever reason, the brand that I was working with ended up getting me parking passes. And so me and Taryn ended up being like, you know what? No, we don't want to drive back, but like, let's plan this correctly. Like, let's do this right. Like, let's drink early
also,
so that we can eat, so that we can be sober by the end of the entire night, so that we can drive home, which was literally around the corner.
It was a 10-15 minute drive.
Literally around
the
corner.
So it made sense. It was just like, okay, it's right around the corner. Like,
you just
why
have
not?
To be aware.
And we had, I think they were artists.
I didn't. You did.
Oh, okay, just kidding.
I had VIP, but it came with parking passes.
Which was so close. It's literally, you don't have to. It's so nice.
I was like thinking it was going to be like not that great.
It's literally the best. Great. I actually highly recommend driving. Yeah. I drove last year.
Yeah, oh, it's so nice.
And you ended up like coming with us twice?
Well, and
once or twice?
Here's the thing. That year, the Uber situation was a literal
ass.
Shit show.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. At one point, I called Ashley as she was dead asleep at the house. And I was like, can you pick me up?
No, they ran out of Ubers.
They were
at 3 a.m.
We waited 2.5 hours for an Uber. And they finally were just like, okay, sorry, there's no Ubers. Bye. Let us walk. Like, and we were like, what do we do? So I literally called Ashley. Like, hi.
Remember that?
Also, I always call you in the middle of the night to pick me up from places.
This has not been the first time. But yeah, this is one of those things where I feel like people, you just have to picture it. Like, this is the middle of the desert. It's not L.A. where you can walk to a gas station. Yeah. And like, you
and
know.
And our phones were dying.
Oh, yeah, there's zero signal out there. So the fact that she even had battery to call me in the first place was like a blessing. Like, that's a huge miracle. But yeah, I was dead asleep. I had been asleep. Like, I had showered.
Always like,
I had
had
my like snack before bed. I was dead asleep. And I was just like, dang it.
Yeah.
And then the second night, I was running around with my friends, and I wasn't with either of you. When it was Saturday night, I wasn't with either with you when we had to leave. Uh-huh. And so I was trying to get caught, and the Coachella service is literally the worst.
It's so bad.
And so I couldn't get a hold of either of you. Do you remember this?
I think so.
And I couldn't get an Uber. So I literally was walking like home essentially to like walk to get an Uber for like probably like 30 to 40 minutes.
And
you and Taryn and Smash came to pick me up and we went to Del Taco.
Yeah.
And I was like, they were literally the nicest human beings. Well, I was going to walk home.
You texted me and said like, oh, I'm just going to walk home or something like that. And we had left a little early because Taryn was craving Del Taco and I was like, yeah, I'm down. So we went home, threw on like comf clothes and was driving to Del Taco when you texted
and
said
so
that you were walking
out.
Home. I and I imagine. Was like, I have like a mama bear side. And I was like, no, like absolutely not. Where are you? And she was making it a big deal. Like, please don't pick me up. Like, it's fine. Like I can totally walk.
Yeah.
You totally downplaying it. And I was like, that's a far walk by yourself.
I was literally like walking in my Converse.
That is sketchy as hell. No, absolutely. So we ended up, it literally was like 10 minutes out of the way. It wasn't even that big of a deal, but we picked her up and took her to Del Taco.
I was like, you saved my life actually.
So overall, is that when the bonding started?
Wait. I saved you both that weekend.
Yeah.
You did. You really did.
You really did.
I feel good
about
myself.
And then last night I met up with you. We bonded over Eminem.
It was a moment. He did great.
Got it. So that was like our kickstart of the trio. Okay. So then, long story short, I ended up getting my job, blah, 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 blah. That like kickstarted our friendship,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the first time, Ash, for you that you were like, whoa, she's like kind of our like good friend or like, whoa, she's kind of in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You started working for Alicia and
what were your thoughts on that? Because I took
I thought
spot.
It was great. No, I thought it was great.
She handed that over to you in a present.
She was like, please take it.
I wrapped it up. I put a little bow on it. I signed the tag. I handed it over.
She cleaned it.
I had been doing it for 4 years-ish, yeah, something like that. 4 or 5, a long time. And I'm just going to like throw it out there. I didn't do it well. Like I like tried my best. I definitely did. And I learned a lot through the process. But it's not something that I would say that I'm gifted at. So it was like a pleasure to hand it someone who is gifted at it.
Plus that wasn't your passion.
Right. But I definitely like, it's a craft that takes a lot of time and takes a certain type of person. And I think I grew into that. And I did a very good job for not being talented in that area.
And that's like filming and stuff. But also at that time is when your channel and your own socials really started taking off. So for us, it was a really cool thing where you could focus more on that.
Yeah, it was actually a really cool moment because, I mean, just like growing up, money was always super tight for me. So the fact that I was able to take a step back and say goodbye to that job and only work for myself was actually a huge step and a very exciting step for me too.
I feel like for anyone. That's
so handing that over to you was like super exciting. And then watching you just like freaking take off with it and thrive was like really cool to watch. But I also just like you and Alicia work really well together. So that's cool to watch too. But at a certain point, I mean, if someone comes over to your house every single day, for, you know, a few months straight, you start to like really connect with them. And then I remember one specific day, TK and I talk about it all the time, but we like, it was raining and Alicia wasn't there. I forget where she was. She was probably training or something.
This is such a good day.
And she was like, TK came over.
This is a great day. Alicia
that
was gone.
Day was the best.
Alicia was gone. TK comes over and I'm like, oh, what are you working on today? And she was like, I have editing all day. I was like, wait, me too. I was like, that's actually perfect. It's a great rainy day. And then we were like, wait, let's go get coffee. So we were like, okay.
You were probably like, want to get coffee.
I was like, you want to get coffee?
I was like, okay. Gonna get mad.
I was like, let's just go get coffee really quick and come back. So we go get coffee. There happens to be a bagel truck there that sells fantastic bagels. And I was like degaff Ash at the time. And I was like, I'll take a bagel. So I had like an Asiago bagel with cheese and we got a coffee and we sat ourselves down on the couch and edited all day long. And we got so much work done and we talked here and there. And it was like, that was when I was like, cool. Yeah. I like you.
Was there a moment where you were like, whoa, she's going to be here like long term? Like when she told you that she was going to hire me on full time, were you like, what? Are you serious?
I don't think I was shocked because...
I mean, you knew I was like interviewing people.
Alicia,
because I had no
what's
idea.
What's interesting is you don't know this side of it, but Alicia had been talking about hiring someone for a long time and then eventually had multiple meetings and it just didn't go well. So the fact that you and her vibed already and we're already friends and you already know the industry, like there was just too many like good signs. So I wasn't shocked at all, actually.
Got it. Into it. Okay. So do you think I did a poll that was like, who am I more like, Alicia or Ashley? What do you guys think?
I think you're more like Alicia.
Really?
I think you're a 50-50.
I do. Really? I think there's a side of me that's in you, but for the most part, I would say you're more like Alicia.
Why?
I think as time goes on, I see more Ash Nicole XO.
Why?
I mean, you had a hair mask in tonight.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But like,
she's got a matching PJ
set
on.
I feel
on.
Like there was a lot of Ashley in you that we didn't know that's like been coming out.
Maybe. I've become the roommate.
I feel like that's kind of my MO though. I like sneak up on people.
Yeah.
I feel like overall it is true. I think the majority of like Alicia's side I see in you, especially since like that's how I met you in the first place was all through Alicia. But yeah, the more I get to know you, the more I'm like, oh.
Also not even so much who you're more like, but like the vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure for you, it's so nice having like an older sister.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're the oldest. So it's like, oh, that's different.
That'd be nice.
And you've like, you're like such a good older sister and motherly. So I feel like
you're so motherly.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like that was also fun. I don't know. It's just your guys' dynamic's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say we're more similar.
I think I'm probably more similar to you, but like, I feel like I can talk to a lot of different things like that I can't talk to you about to Ash because like I feel weird talking to my boss about
completely. I was gonna say Alicia and TK, you guys in work mode are like an unstoppable.
We're like literally like, it's the best thing
you
ever.
Guys finish each other's sentences. You guys are
we're
like
the best power
talking
couple.
About something and you're talking so fast that you're like understanding what the other person's gonna say and I'm back here like wait what's going
we're
on
we're a lot you know? For Ash.
It's very fun to watch, so that's why I think you guys are more similar than me and TK, because like you guys really are like the same person, plus you're the same Enneagram number, so
yeah, it makes me wonder like what I would go to you to talk about if like you were my boss.
Interesting,
because like if I have like a boy problem or like a serious issue, I'd go to Ash.
Like with all my friends, like I'm not like a boy crazy
no
person.
You aren't.
So it's interesting seeing which friends come to me, because either they come to me for my advice or they don't come to me as much because they're like, oh, you like probably wouldn't get it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
She lives. But I feel like just like serious, career. More like deep diving, like emotional things. Ash gets out of me.
Let's freaking get into it. Yeah. I love talking about that kind of stuff for other people.
Yeah.
I'm really bad talking about it for me, my like myself. But for other people, I'm like, let's freaking go.
Let's do
so
it.
So much fun.
Boy, boy. Okay. So people voted I'm 82% more like Alicia.
Yeah.
And 18% like Ash.
I figured that.
Okay, I want to play a quick little game.
Ooh,
it's called
games.
Overrated versus Underrated.
Ooh,
so basically, I'm just going to say stuff, and you have to vote either overrated or underrated.
Got
okay.
it.
So you can just say it out loud. Okay.
I love games like this.
First things first.
I get anxious.
TikTok.
Overrated.
I wouldn't say it's underrated. I think it's like where it's at, you know?
Okay.
That's not an option, Alicia.
I think it's underrated because I feel like still like people are like just now getting it.
I'll say underrated, but I think underrated. Okay.
Okay. That's our freaking rising Libra, just big one.
I know. But it's neither.
Indecisive AF. Okay. Tiger King.
Over. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's freaking hilarious, but I think it's overrated.
I do think it's overrated. I think it's like entertaining, but like I'm not like, oh my god, this is like Stranger Things, you have to watch this.
All I'm saying is how come the world couldn't get on the Game of Thrones wagon? Like it was like that was huge and fun to talk about, but like it took forever to people get for
it would
people
be
to get
iconic
on board.
If the Game of Thrones like season, like the final season was going on right now.
Oh, yes, that's we imagine? Would have so much to talk about.
Okay, pizza underrated.
Underrated.
Me.
Underrated.
I think it's
Whoa!
Amazing.
Good job, girls. Okay, YouTubers.
Overrated.
Oh god. I was gonna say underrated.
It's like which side do you want me to answer
There's a lot of different aspects to
No, I think that's
go
good
with,
PR
but I think
for
overall,
both of you to
overrated.
Say overrated.
Yeah, I know. I mean
good PR there. Girls. Facial hair, like on guys.
Oh, I love it. Would that be underrated then?
Yeah. I think underrated. It's, I'm like not as big of a fan.
You don't
overrated.
Like scruff?
I like a slight
I like
scruff,
but
that's
I like,
facial hair.
But I don't like a beard.
I like
okay,
a 307
but facial
daddy.
Hair. It's either clean or there's facial hair.
Then
clean.
I would say overrated.
Yeah. Speaking of 307s,
underrated.
Honestly, the other day I was thinking about it and I was like, wait, did you say under?
I said they're underrated.
Oh yeah. Well, never mind.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the other day I thought about it and I was like, do I really want a 307?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Let's get into this.
Well, I was just
should we
like,
pause the game?
I was like, if a 307 is someone who like fully doesn't get it and like social
no, they
media,
get it.
But like, can they dress themselves? Am I going to have to teach them how to dress?
I think we're looking
no,
into
they
this
get
too
it.
Much.
They get it.
They're stylish.
I think we're diving
yeah.
in
I feel like
too
I
deep.
See most 307s as like not being stylish.
I
no,
think
the whole
that you just need to come to Indiana and meet my
307 understand.
Friends.
They okay. just don't want to be a part of it.
Okay.
I just think that they don't care. Like when I say 307, I just mean not LA boy taking selfies trying to get your clout.
But one selfie's fine.
Selfies are fine.
Yeah, but still like none of my,
in a row.
Like, my brother would never take a selfie.
I get it.
And like post on
underrated.
Instagram.
Underrated. I don't mind a selfie though.
See, like I'm a little concerned. If there is a selfie on
just
the phone.
A selfie's fine, too, there, but there can't be
them,
too many.
Here's the thing.
It's just and like dating apps. They can't have too many shirtless
thing.
Photos.
Not too many, but like one's okay.
One's okay, but too many is too many.
Can I just explain the perfect first dating app photo?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm
yes,
talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
it's
about.
It's the best forking photo of boys.
I completely agree.
307s. just anyone, if you do this, you're guaranteed to get a swipe right.
100%. Okay. Yes.
This is what you have to do. Boys, you have to have a photo from when you were at a wedding that was professionally taken of you on the dance floor. So it's like a great, like,
in action quality shot.
Yeah, photo. Flash. But it shows your personality.
Personality.
But mm-hmm. like you didn't take it. So yeah. it's like, yes, it has great quality and it like has, you look great and like it shows your personality and like whatever.
And you're all dressed up, but not like for
you
no reason.
Didn't take it. So it's like, oh, I just so happened to have found this in the gallery yeah. of my we friend's love a wedding.
And a subtle way to show yourself in a suit.
Yeah.
You know, like girls love a guy in a suit. So like,
yeah,
why?
Like you're dressed
that's
up.
That's exactly, that's the perfect
it's
scenario.
It's usually of just yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the perfect.
Your hair is
done. I love.
What mm-hmm. should we call that? Like the wedding dance floor photo?
Yeah.
Something like
it's like
that.
The wedding of wedding date it's the pic. Getty Images of weddings.
Yeah.
Celebrity feuds.
Overrated.
Sorry, really
overrated
on there.
Too. Quarantine.
Overrated.
I think it's very overrated.
I feel like I'm just gonna be the different one here. Yeah. I'm gonna say underrated because I feel like I'm weirdly thriving. Like not that I want to be here for life.
Okay, I agree. We talk about that? We should talk about this.
Okay. But yeah. like I feel like for the circumstances, like I'm learning a lot about like work / play life. I'm yeah. learning a lot about being like healthy and maintaining that like while I can't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm learning a lot.
I'm a healthy balance, introverted, extroverted. The introvert in me is perfectly fine with this situation. Like I'm doing great. To be honest, like I don't have any like huge overwhelming things that I have to do in my day except to like get a video up, fit in a workout, get a little Devo in, and like that's it. And I love that. And it makes me very yeah, excited because I can get everything done in a day and feel productive.
It seems like this is truly the only time people are jealous of introverts. Like yeah. being an introvert my whole life.
Yeah.
I've always like not liked that right, because same. Everyone loves someone who's like outgoing and flirty and whatever. And yeah. now I'm seeing so many memes about people saying like that introverts are thriving and stuff, which
like,
I would.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Which I agree.
This
obviously.
Isn't fun. Like I don't want to be no. doing this, but like I'm okay.
But. Yeah, so full disclaimer, I mean, obviously, like, we don't want this to be happening, but when you look at the other side, yeah, I would completely. Say we've been thriving. We've been, like, we've been learning a lot. I want to know, though, like, what's it been like living here?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what the people want to hear.
That's what we all want to hear. What's you went from working here. How long have you been working with Alicia?
Over a year. I started officially January 1 of 2019.
Okay. A year, almost a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then just randomly one day you move in for the foreseeable future. And that's like, that's a big change. And you're seeing Alicia like 24/7, your
you
boss.
You know me now.
But like, I feel like there hasn't been anything that I'm like, whoa, like I'm so shocked by just because I've traveled with both of you so yeah. much, like long periods of time.
Your job yeah. is a very intimate job. Yeah. Like you're in Alicia's life, like fully.
Like I literally still haven't had a moment that I'm like, whoa, she does that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're already in my life fully.
Had those moments. Cause like, yeah, when you travel with someone and you're like, oh, they don't like put you away their clothes. Or like, yeah. oh, like they keep the bathroom dirty. Yeah. Like you've already seen like yeah. my room dirty. You know
I
what
feel
I mean?
Like if anything, it's more like, oh my God, I can't believe TK does that. When you're, oh, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
It's just, no, but yeah, like, how's it been?
Yeah.
Does it feel different to you living here versus working? Because we have been working a lot still.
One, I did think when you first asked me, I was like, oh no, I'm never going to be not working. Like, not like, oh no. I was just more like, okay, like, I'm just going to be really busy this week. That, yeah. That's what I kind of thought. Because even when we go on, like, brand trips and stuff, it's, like, kind of 24/7 work.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fine. I love it. But I didn't realize how much you guys all shut down at 6.
We try.
And that's a new development.
That's a newer development for some of us. We've been trying to stick to.
I mean, still, yeah. like, even last night, we were all working or whatever. But, like, to me, it's, like, I do not feel guilty if, like, yeah. I wanted to go and, like, lay bask in the sun and, like.
Oh, hell no.
Play, like, Mario Kart. Like, you would not get mad.
No, yeah. no, completely.
Which, like, I didn't really know, just, like, living here, how yeah. that was, how that dynamic was.
I think that happened eventually because, for, I mean, just a fun fact about Alicia, she can work 24/7. 7 days a week and yeah. like be fine. I can't. And I had a hard time with that in school because I would like work and then have to do school and then have to do work. And it was like, I couldn't catch a break. So, but I learned that very quickly. I like, once the sun's down, like my brain like quits.
Yeah.
I can edit, like mindless edit, like vlogs or something like that. But I really suck at that. So I feel like eventually we all realize like we work better when we turn off at night.
Yeah.
Like we're more productive during the day, knowing that we have the night to be ourselves and like chill. Yeah.
I will say, like, knowing how just crazy you are with work, I actually expected, I thought you were going to be even more crazy. Like, you're actually a lot more relaxed than I thought you were going to be.
I could see that. Wait, like as a whole or after living here?
After living here. Yeah. Like, I thought like you would be up at like 5 a.m. working out and doing your training and your cardio and blah, 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 blah. And like,
not during quarantine. I feel like we all kind of took a break. Not a break, because we're definitely still doing everything, but like took a step back and we're like, okay, like we can sleep in. It's okay. Like, yeah, it's not going to, what else am I gonna do? The world's not going to end, you know? So that's really, yeah.
Yeah. I would say I've been more chill even now, just in general. But
yeah. Also, it is like you do want to be aware of like your health and you do want to make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yeah,
that's right now, especially. So, but if you have nowhere to go, it's like, no, I can sleep in.
Yeah.
Work out at 10, still get a bunch of work done.
Do you think you like working from home? Because I remember the first week you're like, oh, this will be interesting to see if I like this.
Okay, yeah. Well, one thing I did want to mention is that for my extroverted self.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I actually am thriving here because I'm around so many people all the time, whereas I only have one roommate and we have such crazy schedules that we never see each other. So like for me, being around people constantly is like awesome.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So I do have more of an introvert side.
Yeah.
But I'm loving all the people here too. Like, okay. I'm loving it. Like last night, Taryn came into my room and me and her were talking about something and I heard you and Alicia talking downstairs and I like loved it.
Yeah.
Something about me really loved it. I do think it wouldn't work this way well for me with just anyone. So I do feel really lucky to have like very specific girls in this group. But like, I am actually like having a really good time with like everyone being here.
My mom keeps asking me, she's like, so how's it
Has
going?
Has anyone done it?
I've gotten quite a few comments on vlogs of people thinking like, or asking.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys fight?
My mom has asked me a few times. She's just been like, so how's it going? Yeah. It's busy over there.
But it's like, so any cat fights? Yeah. Like, what's anyone mad on? At each other?
Yeah. Okay, give me the tea, daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. She's asked a couple times.
Overall, I think we all have really healthy relationships. And what's cool is like, we've all had moments so far of just feeling overwhelmed or whatever with everything. But for thank the Lord, it's all been different days. So I feel like
we all like, landed on one day.
Yeah, yeah, like we all rally for that one person if they're like having a day.
For real though.
I don't know.
Also, everyone's so like unique and different that like I can go to everyone for different things, mm-hmm. which is really nice. Like all of us are like, if we need a title or a thumbnail, we ask Alicia. Yeah. If we need like, if I need like mama bear advice or like comforting, I'll go to Ash. If I need like pump up like more mama bear, like you're going to be okay. Body positivity. Yeah. That's Taryn.
Taryn is like the mama bear.
Taryn is queen mama bear for sure.
Like Taryn's made me cry more than I've ever cried in my
life.
She's
really good at
that.
Yeah. Oh my God, completely.
It's insane how good she is at that. But yeah, I think it's what's really cool is like we all are able to balance each other out, but we all have like our space too. And it's understood. Like, it's like, if I go lock myself in my room, I'm not mad at anyone. Nothing bad happened. I just need a moment. And if TK goes and locks herself in her room, like, I know she's fine.
Yeah. We also have really good radars. Like, we know when, like, hey, my limits are being pushed. Like, I need to go take a second. I feel like everyone has a really good intuition about that.
Yeah. I go for a walk.
A long walk.
Okay. So I wanted to ask, do you guys have a quarantine fling?
Not anymore.
Not
started
anymore.
Off strong and then it died.
You know, we're working on another one for Ash Nicole right
TK
now.
Did you see the resume?
No, I never saw a resume.
Oh yeah, I posted.
You posted a resume?
On my close friends. Can I read it?
Yeah, you can. TK has decided to put it upon herself to find me a guy.
More like a job.
It's a flyer.
A flyer. A job inquiry.
It ends up on LinkedIn.
It's like
actually
LinkedIn
great person. Place to put it.
I know. Okay, so Ash Nicole XO is 30, flirty, and thriving, and we're just ready to settle the fork down.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to get married yet, but just like,
yeah,
find someone.
Will you still pay rent?
Okay, so I put on my close friends literally a photo of her with a beer because I felt like that was like,
represents me well.
Like, yeah.
Cool
and
girl,
it's like,
chill.
Yeah, cool girl. Like, I drink beer, you know?
Love that.
Anyway, I posted on my close friends and I go, All right. My sister is single, 30, literally, flirty, and thriving. I'm trying to set her up with a Midwest 307 daddy that is close to her age. Have any suggestions slash single friends we could set her up with? She's great at FaceTiming. We'll fly for long distance. Hot AF. Has abs. Christian. Great job. Will be a killer mom.
Oh,
wifey
my gosh.
Material. Makes forking great chocolate chip cookies. Cleans a lot. Serious inquiries only. Like, for real, DM me. And then I put another one and I go, like, are you kidding me? And then I put another one and said, for real, DM me. The cookies are insane, you guys.
That is so cute.
One more I said, perp hot mom outfit.
Oh my God, you nailed that.
So I'm waiting good for job. My 307 friends to reply and send right. me their older brother's numbers. Right. So I can set Ash Nicole XO.
Yes, this is a good like science experiment. Yeah. See how that works out.
Completely.
You know, if this works and you find me someone, you're going to have like a flood of my friends coming your way and going to be like, well, I'm single
I feel
too.
Like I already do have a flood of people that are yeah. like, please set me up or set me up with your brother.
Well, you also have a whole bunch of people just hitting you up to set you like to set them up with like a photographer work. Or work or whatever.
I know.
Yeah, so you're really good at that.
Why am I the setup person?
You're like Lexi. You yeah, and I'm Lex like, both I'm do connector. Stuff like that.
Yeah. On that other personality test thing, what the one that you just took?
The Myers-Briggs?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one, I'm like the connector.
Oh,
on.
Interesting. I took it twice and got two different
oh,
ones.
Really?
And then I realized the second time that I took it, I was watching a TV show while I did it, so I don't think I was paying attention that well. So I think I need to take it a third time, which is embarrassing that I have to take it a third time, but I mean, I need an answer. I just need to know.
Got it. Let's answer some questions from the people.
Ooh, let's do it.
Would Alicia consider dating your brother?
Okay.
So many people ask me this. Can you just clarify this?
What I'm going to clarify is people are just so desperate for me to date someone. Yeah. Anytime a straight guy is seen with me or gay, they assume I'm dating them.
So true.
So, PK, it just won't work out. Yeah. But
he's just a little young.
A little young.
Also, like, can we just say, like, the second we met him, like, immediate little brother.
It like, felt immediate. Like cousins.
It literally felt like we had family visiting, like, you and him. It felt like you guys were our cousins and you were visiting us, and it was, like, great.
Was there anything like him that you were like, oh, my God, he literally is TK? Or, like, TK is literally him?
The way you guys talk.
Just verbiage, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All the slang.
Yeah.
All the slang. Like, it was all, like, to a T. I was like, that's TK, for sure.
Got it.
It's fun.
Yeah, what kind of girl do you see him dating?
Blonde.
Yeah.
Like, do you see him dating like an influencer person?
I feel like no.
I was gonna say no. I'm like, maybe it'll be someone who's like maybe kind of dabbles in it, but
got
overall
it.
Like, but also I don't necessarily see him with maybe someone who's like a perfect Southern Belle either.
Yeah, so no, maybe, definitely not. But I could see her. I could
maybe
see
a hybrid
with some podcaster.
What's a yeah. hybrid called?
A podcaster.
I could see him with someone that's like in the industry, but like doesn't care about it.
Got it. Kind of like the type of guy we want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or okay. like a nurse, honestly, too.
Okay.
I could see him. I could see it being yeah. just like
nurse,
just like
vibes.
A chill girl. Chill girl.
Yeah. Got it. What kind of guy do you see me dating?
I Oof. Literally, he has to be athletic, whether he played or is currently a pro athlete.
Or just like plays on the side.
Or like what?
Every weekend with the guys, you know?
I more than like what they do, because I feel like whenever I try to think about your guy, I can't fully picture what he does, but I know his vibe.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so I think that's what I'm like, maybe he's a lawyer. Maybe he's something. Maybe he's like, maybe he is an athlete. Maybe he, I don't see you with a pastor.
I could
but,
see, I could no, see you genuinely with like any job.
Even a teacher. Like, yeah, I feel like it could almost be any job, but the personality is so outgoing. Like, life of the party, you guys are going to compliment each other that way. Like, such a just like dude's dude, but like, like playing football with the kids. Yeah. Like, such a family yeah, yeah. man.
So hot.
100%.
Daddy, 307 Daddy. Vibes. You know, like a light brownish blonde.
Sandy
hair.
What's he doing like at the party?
At the party, he's just like, what up, man? Like, he's like,
I can see him. I can see him swinging the door wide open and being like, what up, fam? Like, hey, like,
hey,
here
you need
we
a
are.
Drink? Like, okay, I'll go make it. Like, yeah, hey, do this. Or like out or outside playing. Like football
or start.
Or
I was gonna say like starting the game, like the one starting the yeah. game with
like
everyone.
Always or, a huge smile, just yeah. like what up, like yeah. you, like
what
love
can
that.
I get
love
you?
That.
Like having fun, good. Like just checking in, like that kind of guy.
I love yeah. that. Okay, great.
Maybe he's a 9.
Maybe he's a 9.
Honestly, threes and nines honestly, are the most
I was
big
just
pile.
Gonna say both y'all need a nine.
Oh, I think I do.
I need a three.
Yeah. Or I need a three or a nine.
I don't know. I don't know if you could do another three.
I could. Well, three and threes are like power couples, but they fight over the same things, which I'm like, I know how we would fight.
So, I mean, if you find a three out here in LA, I don't think it could work.
See, I just
maybe a three in a completely different
career.
Yeah, I like that.
If it's in a similar,
but also
similar
I need
field.
Someone who's like fine with confrontation because I suck at it. So it's like I could see like an 8-9 vibe going on too. Also, people are like, "Oh my god, astrology? What? No, it's not astrology.
It's an Enneagram.
But it sounds like it. Sounds like
Enneagram cool. vibes. See, I feel like I can see you, Alicia, with someone that either like I'm really in between, like either someone that's like really kind of in the industry or like really, really, really not.
I know.
Like, I feel like it's polar opposite. Like, I can't decide which one it is.
Me either. And that's fun. Well, but actually maybe that's more of a realistic thing because I think sometimes it's too hard when it's so specific.
I just think that like you can't go on normal dating app dates because that's like so, like that's intimidating as hell if they happen to look at your Instagram.
It's a waste.
I would be like, what the fork? No.
I literally...
Like, that's
go
scary.
Way out of my way to not bring up what I do.
Really?
And I don't want to lie.
Me too. That's why, like, I don't bring it
so
up.
Then I 90% of the time, if they, like, straight up ask me eventually, like, oh, so what do you do? I always say something like video editing from home for, like, freelance.
But I'm just like, everyone looks at their social media before you go on the date, right?
Yeah. Eventually. But for me, especially since you guys know me, what we were talking about earlier with my like guarding that I have, like the guards and the walls.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even that I'm worried about them like using me. It's more like I just worry about that stuff in general.
Yeah.
So I agree. Adding that on top of it is like, this is never going to work. You know what I mean? Or that's why I feel like overall, I really hope I just meet someone through someone because it'll be so much easier to like not be like, oh my God, are they just like using me? Like, do I need to think about a prenup?
The last few dates that a friend like set me up on, even though they didn't work out, I was like, absolutely. Like, I'll go meet them. Because I was just like, that sounds fun. Like, that doesn't sound like a scary, stressful date. Like, is this guy going to be weird?
Got it.
That sounds like either way, it's going to be good because like, there's a mutual friend, you know,
completely.
That's like a huge buffer that just like changes the whole game.
What kind of guy for both of you, what kind of guy makes you kind of stop and go, huh, now wait a minute. Like maybe I will go on a date with you. Like, yeah. What kind of guy?
I need someone who's a little persistent, which is, this is where the whole like douchebag line is blurred. Because most guys who are douchebags, but I kind of need someone, even when I turn them down twice, to be like, so that date.
Yeah.
Like confident to be like, when can I take you out?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I'm not going to let down.
I can show you a good time.
I need
someone.
I would agree with that.
I'm going to probably say no the first five times and I need them to be like, no, like when am I taking you out?
Yeah.
But that's where the line of the fuckboy is. Douchebags are all, like, you know what I mean?
If they're that cocky, usually.
Yes.
They're
so, like I said, one selfie's fine.
Back to the one
full
selfie.
Full circle. That's hilarious. Yeah. But I can see that. Yeah.
I will say, guys, it is so hot when you like are just persistent with shooting your shot.
100%.
It's so hot.
Even if you're like, even if I didn't think of you that way, I guarantee you, if you acted that way with me, I would be thinking about you in that way.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to or I'm not attracted to you or whatever, I would still try to see if I could see myself with
you.
Yeah. Like, I'll start picturing it to be like, wait, should I say yes? Like, am I wrong here? Like, because I'm so attracted to that kind of personality.
Yeah. I will say, like, anyone, I feel like it would be way easier for me to set Ash up with someone than Alicia because Alicia is just so much harder to please.
No, I know.
Even I'm like, the only person I'm scared about introducing a future guy to is Alicia. Like, that's going to be the biggest test.
Welcome to my freaking life. I'm not even terrified of my parents meeting. Everyone's scared of their dad meeting the guy. Like,
no,
my dad's the chillest. I'm scared of introducing them to my little sister.
Yes.
Which for some reason is terrifying.
I don't think I realized that. I knew that was a thing with all my friends and you.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how much of a thing that was until recently when you mentioned it, TK. Because I was like,
oh my God, I've never thought about that.
Remy,
and now I'm
probably
scared.
I don't know.
Someone.
Literally all my friends are always like, oh my God, Alicia. And I'm like,
something
what do I do?
In me, like, really needs your approval on these kind of things. That's why, like, 90% of the time I won't let them meet you, because I'm like, well, I don't even know how I feel about them, so I'm not gonna introduce them to Alicia. True. It's a waste of time, you know, she'll eat them alive. Like, it's not a so it's true a pointless.
she will just, like, not eat them alive, she'll just watch them get eaten alive.
She'll literally stare them down until they shrink away is what will happen.
What's funny is the reason why I think I allow myself to be that way is because I know for a fact, like, I'm going to love your fiance. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to love the guy you
end
up with.
And that's why I allow you to be rude.
Exactly. Because, so true. Because, and that's what makes it funny, because I'm like, if they can get past, like, if they're good enough for you and I feel comfortable, which, I mean, it takes me a long time to like any of my friends' boyfriends.
Yeah.
It takes me a long time. But once I do, I'm like, okay, I like
them.
Well,
it goes back to the whole, like, loyal thing, get on my plane thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, just because it's not your boyfriend doesn't mean you trust them.
Also, a huge thing about me is I'm very affected by, like, one person in the room changes the whole mood.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not just like, oh, like, my boyfriend's going to come along to this trip. It's like, okay, my whole trip is different now because there's one person. And that's something I need to work on. But also, that's just a personality thing where I'm just affected that way, so it is a big deal when someone brings someone around. Yeah. I'm like, okay,
because it's a big deal for you to like them, whereas me, I'm just like, okay, whatever, like, yeah. I like them. Yeah. You know,
but,
what I mean,
and I like everyone, but I don't open up with people.
It's a big deal for you to let them in.
Yeah.
What I should have said. I get that makes sense.
What about you, Ash? Is kind of that, oh huh, like, I'm like interested, I like wasn't interested but now I am. What's that moment for you?
I don't want to take Alicia's answer, but it really is like confidence. I've mentioned this before. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, TK, but there was one time I went out the only time I ever went line dancing with Taryn. She used to go all the time. I was about to leave with a whole group of friends, and this guy came up and like grabbed my arm and was like, hey, like, will you slow dance with me? And I like wasn't immediately attracted to him, didn't feel like dancing, can't dance, first of all, like, just literally terrified. But like the way he asked, like 100%, I was like, okay, done. Because I thought that was so sexy for him to just come up and just be like, dance with me.
Hot.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Love that for you. And I will say one last thing about Alicia being the person that I'm most scared about. I think it's because also everyone else in my family or that's close to me will like automatic. If I like them, they'll be like, oh, then I like them. But like, I don't have one person that I'm like, oh, I'm kind of scared to introduce them to. So it's kind of nice having that.
Is it? Yay.
One. Well, because then it makes me like, let's say I was talking to a douche, mm-hmm. right? Like, I would never introduce them to you because I know better. You know what I mean? So it kind of makes me think like, okay, if so-and-so is not going to approve, then like I shouldn't approve.
And here's what's funny though, is because like, even if you were dating a douche and you were to introduce me to him, it's not that I would be like a bitch or something, but I would even be support. I'd be like, oh, okay, like, why do you like, I would be a supportive friend, but I think it's just this like.
But I would get the vibes.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to, like, people don't like when I'm like, I mean, I like them.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm, like, being rude, but I get it. That's okay. So
yeah,
funny.
You wouldn't be, no, like,
you're
bluntly
very
rude.
Politely saying, yeah. You're better than him. You're not crazy. What the hell are you doing?
What about you, Ash? What would you say? What kind of guy do you see me dating? Because she kind of did her 2 cents on it.
Well, I feel like I did my 2 cents a little bit too, but like, I feel like it's gonna be, I don't know the career either, because I genuinely think you're one of those people where like the career doesn't necessarily bother you too much. I do think you don't want someone artsy. I don't think I see you with a musician type. I don't think I see you with an actor type. So I think like a more traditional and like 9-to-5 kind of job, but definitely athletic, definitely like party, not party, definitely life
big
of the party
guy. Brad vibes.
I see you guys like,
oh, I could so see you with,
I'm
like,
in the middle of a story, Alicia Marie. I could see you.
She wants to know.
Save it for later.
I could see you like eventually like settled with this guy, like your house being like where everyone congregates, where everyone comes for barbecues, where everyone comes to watch the football game. Like that's the kind of place.
I was gonna say, I can low-key see you with like a sports trainer or like a sports med type guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like on the field, like wrapping the ankles, you know what I mean? Like I can so see it.
The sports trainer.
Like someone who's involved.
Got it.
With sports, but not on the field.
Got it. Someone said, how do you guys set times for working and hanging out? I feel like we just keep it.
Again, back to the whole like after 6.
Yeah.
Like it just feels different. Yeah.
On the clock, off the clock.
Someone said, what has kept you busy during this quarantine? I feel like we've been busier than ever.
I ended up doing a whole post about this. I think I'm the busiest now that I've been all year because I've been just like pumping out videos. Same. I think what happened is like, I do have a lot of friends that lost their jobs. I do have a lot of friends that have friends that have lost their jobs. Like companies are kind of going under. And I'm just very aware of how blessed I am to already have a job and to be working from home. So something in me feels like, okay, well, Ashley, we'll freaking take advantage of it. Like work. And yeah. Like, I have nothing else better to do. So something, I don't know, something clicked and I've never had so many videos in my
sub box.
No, in my like computer right now to edit.
Oh, I
like
love that.
I think I have five. It's
We've crazy. Even talked about this too. It was so weird because when the first week of everything really going down happened, we all just kind of were just, I don't know, we all felt like this is what we're meant to do right now, is just to help people and bring light to their day. So if that means we have to stay up a little late every night to get a video up, then like let's get a vlog up. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of been our mentality and keeping us honestly the most busy.
Completely.
Yeah.
How do you think your age differences affect your dynamics as besties?
I think 3 years is that sweet spot.
I was just going to say, like, if I have more than one kid, I would want pretty much the exact same distance. Like, I liked that we had a year of high school together. Liked that we were both
in college.
Are you guys
3 years?
3 years. So when I was a freshman, she was a senior.
Oh, cool.
But like, we had that 1 year where we were both in high school together.
For sure.
And then we were both in college together for the same time because I took my sweet time graduating. And like, I just think it's that sweet spot where it's like, I'm old enough to have like experience, but then we're also still going through life at the same time.
Yeah.
So I feel like for the majority of all the important things, like we're both growing and learning at the same time, which is really cool to have someone like to go through that with.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
Wait, what was the question? Did I answer it?
The age differences. What about for me though? Because I'm a lot younger than you.
You are a lot younger. I think you're a lot more mature.
That's what we've always
said.
That's like
hard.
For honestly.
Also, Alicia's like really mature for her age too.
I think so.
And when I say that, I mean in general, like when you were 21, like you were a lot more mature than most 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like that in general, you're just a very mature person. I think both of you guys are.
No, even TK, like anytime even like Brad, my trainer, like random people, when I'm like, oh yeah, like guess how old she is.
I forget. Yeah.
They're always like, no way, she's 26. I'm like, nope, literally. Oh, wow.
It also kind of makes sense because everyone thinks I'm super young.
Me too.
And I'm like, hey.
So I feel like we just meet in the middle.
Yeah. I don't act my age. I act too young and you act older than you are. And I think you're like right in the middle. You're like perfect. So
I feel like I especially had to grow up just because my college experience wasn't like just going into a dorm and like just getting wasted at frat parties. Like it was just way different and I had to grow up super quickly.
Yeah.
But I also have always had like a lot of my best friends from back home are older. Like my bestie Emma is like a few years older. My bestie Sydney is a lot older. So I don't know. Maybe it's just like growing up with people that felt like older sisters has
It's been fun for me to also have like a younger sister. I'm like, oh my God, I have someone else to pick on Ashley with. You know what I mean? Like little things like that. I'm like, wait, this is fun. Like, is this how it felt for you? You know what I mean? Because I've only had older siblings.
Do
you know?
Get her kind of like older sister vibe now?
Oh, I totally get the like, there's been a few instances I feel like where I've felt like protective over you where I'm like, oh my God, no. Like,
wait, what? What are you talking about?
There's just been like a few random ones.
Really?
Yeah. Where I'm just like, no, don't do that. Or like, oh, no. Like, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the pod.
Anytime. If you want to do another one, we got plenty of time on our hands.
I know. We were like, what guests should you have? We're like, well, we can do one with Ash. One with Alicia again.
One with Taryn.
One with the dogs.
Pimp yourself out.
Oh, XO Miss Ashley Nicole, Ash Nicole _ XO on Instagram. What?
It's just an iconic name.
I know. You need to merge with Ashley Alexa.
Absolutely not.
Did you ever realize how like important your name was until I started throwing it around?
Literally,
so
you're the only person. To be honest, I hate my YouTube name.
She never says it.
I never tell anyone. I'm just like, just look up Ashley Nicole. So
I actually don't think I've ever called you it. Ashley.
That yeah, sounds it sounds weird coming at it. It's like me calling Lita Alicia.
Yeah, when
call
you call
Lita.
Me Taylor, I get so thrown off.
Yeah, same. So. Yeah, I mean, those are my socials. You guys just started laughing.
Ash Nicole XO.
You know, check out the Instagram. I've been trying to get people to follow me more on there. It's @Alicia. And
vlog channel. Vlog main channel.
Yeah, just search Alicia Marie on YouTube.
Unsolicited basic advice. Mm-hmm.
Podcast.
Right. If you go to my Instagram, like it's all my profile.
Got it. Same. Go follow my Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. Without following me, you can't be a part of the podcast because then you can't vote in the polls. We're posting a lot of Juicy Polls recently since we've all been social distancing.
You've been on top of it.
And I know you guys
every
have been
night
voting.
Before bed. I've been.
I know that's when I usually post too. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.